Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've got a plan to fix all of sports. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. All right, well, maybe
finally.
That's a little much, but I've got an idea that's going to fix one of the things that's so frustrating about sports, and that is selection committees, both college basketball and college football, Perloff. We don't need them anymore. You want to know why? We've got computers, and computers are much better than they were in the BCS era. Everyone's all up in arms about North Carolina making the tournament and all the knots and gymnastics that the committee had to do to try to explain themselves. And nobody's happy with the explanation. Leave this thing to the computers and we will finally get the correct field.
Well, it's so funny you say that. Your very argument makes no sense. You said no one is happy with North Carolina being in the tournament field, but the computers put them there. So you're saying... what exactly? You should have the computers be wrong instead of the humans?
I'm just saying that if you put a certain amount of data points into the computer and you create something, you're going to take away the appearance of bias, the appearance of human error.
But you would get a terrible field this year because that's why North Carolina's in there, because they won all the computer rankings.
Pearl, nobody would be complaining if it was uniform throughout the computer.
What but are you going to do? But is the goal to not have people complaining, or is the goal to get it right?
I think the goal is to get it right, and by this criteria, it would be right. You know what I'm saying?
But like, it'd be wrong. You just started off by saying no one's happy about this, so no one would be happy because the computers put North Carolina in there. So it would be wrong in this particular case, because it is wrong to put North Carolina there. It's a mistake.
Okay, but here's the thing. If everyone's being judged by the same criteria, then you're not so sure it'd be wrong. Like, this is a moving target now that we are trying to pin down with constantly revolving door of committee members. Meanwhile, if it's something more uniform, like computers, then everything about it would be a lot more on the up and up, because you have the West Virginia governor, and obviously this is, you know, trying to win political points, but he has asked the attorney general to open up an investigation into what happened that North Carolina made the field of 68, and he wouldn't have to do anything like this because there'd be no appearance of bias if it was only computers.
No, but it would still have the wrong field. So that's a bit of a problem. I understand. No, your argument is sound, except for the fact that that's why North Carolina's here, those darn computers.
Let's get to an expert, shall we? John Fanta is a Fox Sports college basketball broadcaster. He's one of the absolute best in the business. All right, John, we've been arguing about this all morning. I think selection committees have outlived their necessity, right? We can put data points into a computer and we can make this thing more uniform. What do you think about that idea?
Well, Maggie, I think that it would, I think it would be more helpful than hurtful to a degree. I say, why not? Because what the committee did in putting North Carolina into the NCAA tournament was wrong. Was wrong. When every single bracketologist had West Virginia in their field, you know, these people work every single day of the season, basically from December 1st to Selection Sunday, to put together brackets. And the casual fan is not paying attention on December 9th to their bracketology. But I know a lot of these people because this is what they do, and it's in the college basketball space. Some of them are known more than others. You know, the OG, a Joe Lunardi, carries his own weight and needs no introduction. But there's a lot of bracketologists who haven't gotten the same type of exposure, who are around the clock on this stuff, and they all cannot fathom how North Carolina got in the field. And to me, you know, that's concerning, because we're talking about expanding the NCAA tournament, right? And a lot of, like, one of the natural reactions to expanding the NCAA tournament is, okay, well, will there still be, like, a Cinderella or two that gets taken care of? Mm. And I don't think that would be the case, because I think the people who are driving the bus for tournament expansion want to see their team that went 6-12 in conference play but had two or three quality wins in the non-conference make sure that they get in the field. And so I am when we're being critical, that's what we're all that's what you guys are paid to do. That's what we're paid to do. And I can't look at North Carolina being in the field. And here's a big thing. And I'd love to know your thoughts on this. Let's just say North Carolina goes out there tonight and beats San Diego State, which they could do because of their pace and their ability to score the ball. That could throw San Diego State off in this game. Then you know how social media is going to be. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, that they never, people are stupid. Why were people yelling and hooting? The result of a basketball game tonight does not validate or unvalidate whether a team deserved to be in the NCAA tournament over another.
But wait, John, let me take a step back. How come North Carolina has higher computer rankings? Maggie started off saying, don't go to the computer rankings. If that was the case, it would be North Carolina, the net ranking, the KenPom ranking. How did we get to here? How come they are, I don't understand how they're 1-12 in quad one games and still have higher ratings in them. Can you explain to the casual how that ended up happening?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of a couple of things, Andrew, and it's a great question. These metrics do factor in margin of victory. That's a big thing that gets thrown in there. So if you know you get rewarded for beating a lesser team by 30 points, sometimes significantly more than you would by beating them by 9. And I think that's ridiculous, because if I'm up, this is what I don't like. If I'm up 16, and I've had coaches say this to me, if I'm up 16 in the game and I put my walk-ons in and we give up a 6-0 run to end the game, that's impacting my metric. There's got to be a better way there. There's got to be a better way. There's got to be a little bit more. Hey, like, you know, let's talk more about this team other than, you know, oh, in November they only beat this team by 8. What we saw on Sunday was really hard to take, I think. For one, those people who work tirelessly when they're putting brackets together. And two, like, West Virginia went out, played people, and beat people. I remember in November, North Carolina was down by 22 points to Dayton at the Maui Invitational. They came back and they won the game, to their credit, to their credit. And I want to tell both of you, I think Carolina will win tonight. Like, I'm going to predict it right now. I'm not a Carolina hater. I just don't, exit the brand. You have to take the team out of the equation. That is the most difficult job of this committee. You can't not say it to me. I refuse to ever fully say the committee ignores the team name, the brand, the coach, because we're human. And that's why, to the original question from Maggie, would I be open? Would I be open to doing something that's a little bit exploratory? The answer is yes, because of how, in my opinion, of how rough this mistake was. Normally, I am not this big proponent of this team was left out, because my argument is you had 6 months. And 5 months. And if you can't get in a field of 68, I really can't feel pity for you. But on this one, there are concrete examples. And I think any committee member could take one number, because they have a bunch of protocols. Kevin Paga Index, Strength of Record, Torvik, and KenPom. And you could take one number and say, this is why I did or didn't put the team in the field. And that's not, you know, that's like arguing with your parents at the dinner table when you're growing up. And you're like, but Lucy got a C. And my dad would look at me and he'd go, Lucy doesn't live here.
John Fanta's joining us, Fox Sports college basketball broadcaster. Okay, so let's go from controversial to now looking at the field of who we know here and who we think does deserve to be in this bracket, John. I think what a lot of our fans would love to know is there a team that's, let's just say, a fifth seed or higher that you think could win the whole thing? You know, I think if you had top four seeds make it to the Final Four, I don't know if anyone's going to be like that shocked. I don't think it's going to be that outlandish. But we're talking fifth seeds, sixth seeds, seventh seeds, like the higher seeds that you think could actually go all the way.
Well, I will give you a couple, Maggie, because I don't believe in saying, well, no, I think it's just a one or a two, because that's boring.
Yes.
That's not a good enough answer here. So I will give you a couple that I think could make a real run in this thing. I'm going to start with Clemson. Brad Brownell has quite literally done a 180 on his coaching career in the last 2 to 3 years. This was a guy who had been on the hot seat watch year in and year out down the stretch. Forget about it. Now I think he's a testament to continuity, to having a little bit of faith, and maybe giving it one extra year and then seeing it pay off. Then you don't have to go through the job change. Then you don't have to pay the buyout. Then you don't have to do all that. He's got a star in Chase Hunter, who is a bucket getter, who is composed. This kid just drives the bus for the Tigers in every way. Ian Shefflin is a veteran postman who changes things up and can rebound the ball relentlessly. They get up in you defensively. Top 20 defensive team in the country. So they guard. Guarding is not a question with Clemson. And I like their draw. You know, it's ironic now. They get McNeese. It's Will Wade going up against his alma mater. I like McNeese in the season they've had. I don't think they can handle the physicality and the experience level that Clemson possesses. Then it's Purdue or High Point. I think Purdue could get beat by High Point, guys. High Point could shoot the three in waves. They've got an offense that has some balance. Alan Huss is a really good coach. Needless to say, even if it's Purdue, I just think that Clemson can do enough to disrupt Braden Smith and company, that this is a Tigers team that could make a run. And, you know, Houston, as much as Houston in that region is scary, I don't think Clemson's faced by anybody. And that's evidenced by the fact that they beat Duke and that they went to the Elite Eight last year. So that would be one team that I think could do it. Another team that I think could do it is Memphis. Now, their draw is not easy. Colorado State's playing as well as anybody right now. But word to the wise, when you're picking your bracket, don't equivocate everything that happened during a conference tournament to whether or not you think a team's going to win on Thursday or Friday. It's not how this works. This is a completely different monster. And there are teams who come in, you're like, they're red hot, man. And by 3 o'clock tomorrow, you're like, what the heck happened? So Memphis is tough. Now, they're a little bit banged up, which is concerning. They are a little bit banged up. But I've loved the way they've played all year. P.J. Haggerty is a bucket getter. Dane Danger inside. Maryland in the second round, that'd be a tough game. That'd be a tough game. And I have the Terps winning that game in my bracket. But you said five or lower. So it's a team that I can rationalize seeing. You know, the 8-9s, the most interesting 8-9 is Gonzaga getting by Georgia and then playing Houston, and Gonzaga's top 15 in the metrics, and they've got an elite point guard in Ryan Nemhard, and Graham Ike's in the post and can wreck havoc. Never say never. I don't have it in my bracket because I still don't trust this Gonzaga team. One team that could do it is BYU. BYU, up in the East, has a very nice draw. They're going to get VCU at altitude. So for starters, they're getting a team that just played on Sunday to win their conference tournament and you know, get into the field. And they probably get in even without winning it. I think the committee said that. But getting that team, getting VCU, what is a pseudo home game for BYU, because it is out in Denver and they're going to be comfortable there. BYU can go on a run because I think they can beat Wisconsin. Richie Saunders is an absolute stud. Yegor Demon's one of the best freshmen in this tournament. Watch out for the Cougars.
All right, John, I have, full disclosure, studied your bracket very closely as I am about to fill up my bracket. Who is of the four number one seeds, who should people be most nervous about advancing to the Final Four?
Auburn, because they've lost three of their last four games, and I don't love that at all. And last year, remember, they lost to Yale in the first round of the NCAA tournament. There's psychological factors with this. Oh, by the way, if Louisville gets by Creighton, now I don't have that in my bracket, but I do have Ryan Kalkbrenner and a dangerous Creighton team getting past Louisville, and I think that Creighton can slow Auburn down a little bit and make it a three-point shooting contest, which Auburn can win that. They can. But in the last couple of weeks, some of those shots that have been falling for the majority of the year, Perloff, have not been falling. And we both know that, like, at a certain point, this is a revolutionary analysis here. This is a, can your supplemental shot makers step up and deliver when they're left open? And that's going to happen. And for the last couple of weeks, Auburn hasn't been the same team in that department. I think Duke cruises, I really do, to at least the Elite Eight. Houston, I know Gonzaga's a trendy pick. I'm not buying that. And Florida, I think, is playing as well as anybody. So I'm going to go with Auburn because I think if they play Louisville, that game's in Lexington. Why is the committee making the number one overall seed play a pseudo road game in the second round? Like, I just don't understand that.
Telling you, John, another reason to go to the computers, man. We could have them not just pick the teams. We could have them pick the locations as well. Last one for you before we get you out of here. And again, thank you so much. I know this is literally your busiest time of year, so this is the time we asked you to come on the show. I think you could have a future mini 30 for 30 on what's going on in the bottom half of the West region, which is Rick Pitino and St. John's as the 2 seed. They'll face Omaha first as the 15. And then the winner of that gets the winner of Kansas-Arkansas, Bill Self versus John Calipari in his first season with the Razorbacks. Like, what do you make of that little coaching triangle there? And what do you think is the most likely outcome?
What I make of that is I live in New Jersey, and I could I'll give you the personal story. My wife's 32 weeks pregnant, so I'm trying to take as many nights at home right now as I can.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. So I normally would get out to a site on a Tuesday night And, you know, the night before media stuff kicks in. But I said, you know, I got to stay home. But what I make of it is that I'm getting up at, you know, at the crack of dawn tomorrow, hopping in the car and driving to Providence to see all these press conferences and sit out in the hallway and talk to these coaches. Because, Maggie, you're exactly right. Tomorrow alone could be a 30 for 30. Providence is a basketball town, right? It's where the Big East was founded. There's rich history there. And they've got a rich fan base locally. John Calipari, the UMass angle there. Rick Pitino took Providence to a Final Four in 1987. So there's the old schoolers. There's the Kentucky angle. There's the Louisville, Kentucky angle. Oh, and there's Bill Self, and he's a Hall of Famer. Also walking into Providence is Will Wade, a different region. Oh, also walking into Providence is Matt Painter, one of the all-time good guys in the sport. There's nothing boring about this. In Providence this weekend, it's going to be like a white lotus for college basketball coaches. I mean, they just track everybody in the hotels. Rick Pitino and John Calipari are not getting together for dinner on Federal Hill. It's not going to happen, and there's going to be a lot of cars with tinted windows driving around Providence, cutting back-end deals and getting ready for basketball games. I'm excited. I know you guys are, too. That's what the madness is about. And, you know, I don't want to take anything away from Coach Crutchfield in Omaha. They've had a great year out of the Summit League. But I do think that St. John's gets past Omaha. And then the possibilities. If it is St. John's in Kansas, that's fascinating. St. John's big man Zubi Ejiofor would meet his former team. And, guys, if it's St. John's in Arkansas, I think, like, even last year, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, nobody would have ever fathomed those two getting together again. It was never going to happen. For all the committee did wrong. Oh, man, thank you, Lord and Savior, for giving us that, because Maggie and Perloff, that will do a seismic rating. And what will the reaction be when those two shake hands?
John, you're the best. John Fanta, Fox Sports college basketball broadcaster. This is his time of year. I love the White Lotus reference, although we all know what happens on White Lotus. Someone's floating in a pool somewhere. So we hope that doesn't happen. His Providence, though. John, thank you so much for the time. Have a great, great tournament. We appreciate it.
Hey, in the world of Hollywood, which is what this is. Anything can happen. Yeah. No, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
There's more hair gel with those two coaches than exists on any movie set or television set that we've ever had.
Yeah,
John
Maggie,
Fanta's the best.
A computer is not going to give you Pitino versus Calipari, so you have to give it up to the humans on that one.
I don't know. Maybe the computer would have a sense of humor. I mean, listen, the computers are taking over all of us someday.
You're giving me a lot of faith, dude. Computers to figure that one out.
Meanwhile, we've got some updates for you. The Maggie and Perloff movie sequel bracket, because we are wildly serious around here. It's all we do. Hardcore sports all the time and movie sequels. So we've got that for you in just moments. Our new number to call, 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Hit us up.
New phone, who dis? Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Of course, this is more ABBA, and Maggie thinks this is clearly the number one ABBA song. Unexpected take for the day. I mean, Dancing Queen is a bit iconic, but whatever. I mean, we all have our own. This is a prequel to Hall & Oates' Maneater.
Well, I mean, you know, spot the lie. We're just having fun because Manny discovered ABBA like a day ago. It was like, have you guys heard of this band? It's like,
yeah,
yes.
This Norwegian band.
Yes, we have.
Four out of five of us are guys who aren't necessarily going to want to jam to I Need a Man After Midnight. That's your song.
Fine, then take Waterloo. I don't care.
That was your college theme, as I recall.
2 a.m. Midnight's still a little early.
Mamma Mia 2, of course, is our sequel bracket. Or did it already lose? It's going up now.
Yeah.
By the way, just real back, John Fanta was awesome.
Yeah, John Fanta. If you missed him, check out the podcast or the rewind function on the Odyssey app.
There's one thing he said that struck me. He was talking about there are 110 bracketologists, and that he made it sound like that's all these people do is study the brackets from December through March. Is that true that people that their whole job is bracketologists? Is this a burgeoning field? We were just talking about land surveyors in the break. That there aren't a lot of them.
I just think they've all shifted to bracketology.
There's no job that gets more of a glow up because of how, like, the end of the word. Like an ologist.
Well, I was actually, I wanted at a certain
like
point,
science, yeah.
I wanted to do a sitcom about a bracketologist, about his life following around, trying to impress women in a bar, being a bracketologist. Like, I know Joe Lunardi. I just think that it's very niche, but to me, it's always cracked me up. It's one of the funniest professions ever. Well, and apparently, there are 110 of them out there.
You know how sometimes you have to write your profession, like, has this ever happened to you at the doctor's office or with whatever? They ask, like, what do you do for a living? And it's always funny to me because I'll write down, like, I'm a sports broadcaster. It's what we are.
A radio host, you might put?
It always invites conversation. And sometimes I don't feel like having that conversation, so I almost want to lie and just put down, like, I'm a land surveyor.
Bracketologist. Don't put bracketologist.
I'm a bracketologist.
Because if you hit the wrong doctor, you will be. So tell me about Michigan State.
Yeah.
No, it's just a funny, funny job. And
it's kind of close to proctologist. Like, it just, yeah. It's, you know, anyway.
But why we take these people more seriously? There's a lot of people who do mock drafters, but when they're not right.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. I think that profession gets a glow up because it sounds like a scientist. If we had called mock drafters draftologists and we'd been calling them that forever.
Todd.
Maybe it sounds a little more legit.
Draftologist. Yes, you're right.
You know?
We should introduce the draft experts to come on as draftologists to see what they react. Welcome, Dane Brugler, draftologist.
Diagnosing
has a PhD in left tackle arm length.
I was going to say, he's got a PhD in lefty quarterbacks from, you know, the Big 12.
Oh, boy.
Being the broad jump.
Yeah, right. Three-cone drill.
I feel like, Manny, have you tried that rap in a bar? Hey, I'm a bracketologist. Maybe that'll help
Oh, yeah, I'll score like a king. Are you kidding me?
Man after midnight.
Jack Golke or whatever dude's name was.
Just raining
splash.
Down.
Splash. Look at my stuff.
Before, like, people had smartphones, there were, I think, a lot of guys who were, like, taller guys who would try to get away with telling women they were professional athletes when they weren't.
Yeah.
I know someone who did that.
Come on, Pearl. Yeah.
No, yeah. That's like, there's a line. Do you know anything about boxing? No, nothing. I'm the heavyweight champ. Yeah, it suss out the situation.
Yeah, I know someone who used to do that to unsuspecting women. He
nice.
Played basketball
like a great guy.
At Drew
Dartmouth?
University.
Oh. Is that Drew? You said Drew University?
Yeah, New Jersey. I didn't meet him there. I didn't go there.
Wait, so he did play?
He did play, but he would tell people he's in the NBA. Drew University is not the NBA.
I told this story before, but there was a guy, a woman I knew, talked about how she was talking to a guy. And she was like, hey, this guy says he's in the NBA. Have you ever heard of him? And she named his name. And I was like, I've never heard of this guy. And it turned out he played, I think, maybe like 10 games in the G League. And he said he was an NBA player.
That's
I don't
close
think that,
enough for me.
Here's the thing. She can Google that and quickly find out in the bar whether or not he's full of crap. There was a time when you couldn't do that, and you could actually get duped by stuff like this.
I mean, we had a caller yesterday who was living off an interception of Joe Montana from a game we couldn't find in the late 70s.
Oh, George.
I didn't want to bring that up.
Listen, I George still covered his bases. He said he played for Texas and Texas Tech in 1978.
And Houston, and all their SWAC members.
There was an interception Joe Montana threw in the Texas-Notre Dame game. That we did confirm.
Yeah, we just don't know who it is. You think it's George?
It's so funny how hard it is to get a box score of 70s football. I'm actually not making that up.
It is.
I was surprised.
Yeah, it's difficult.
It's probably easier to become a land surveyor.
By the way, that's
or
story about,
or just say you pick them off.
Story about being fooled like an athlete. Did anyone sense that sounded a little like personal experience?
I would hope that I wouldn't have gotten fooled by something like that. Okay. Do we want to go to yesterday? Or let's get to the headlines first, and then we'll go to what happened yesterday between our show and the morning show on WFAN. Bogues, what's up?
Well, I was thankfully not included in the bracketology of the sequel bracket because I don't want that headache. But I do have...
You're a loser.
If there's still time, a write-in for a new movie to consider.
Arnold.
Yes!
Jacko. Tiger. SpongeBob? What is that? What's with the beaver teeth? I haven't swung a club in years. I'm a little intimidated. All these guys hit it big now.
I don't know where to start.
Come on, brother. Grip it and rip it.
I guess I need to update my happy place to something a little more age appropriate.
That is the beginning of the Happy Gilmore 2 trailer.
Yes. Andy, just relax. You know, just act like you do on the show. It's no big deal. Don't worry about the cameras. Don't worry about all the extra.
Yeah. Released this morning. That beginning is Happy seeing busts of Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger, and then an ugly version of himself.
Very realistic.
The grip it and rip it line is John Daly.
Yes.
Who I guess is the new Chubbs.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, not bad.
No way.
Yeah, I think so. It doesn't. The trailer doesn't explain why he's golfing again, but he is golfing again.
His caddy is Bad Bunny.
Correct. And what's her name is still there.
Virginia.
Why can't
Julie
name?
Bowen.
Julie Bowen.
There we go. Wait, wasn't she in Modern Family?
Yes.
Whoa! She's the mom.
You just connected that?
Oh, what a moment.
Wait.
Me too.
Guys, come on.
That's your favorite of all time, Bogus, right?
What?
Julie Bowen.
No, he's an Aniston.
Aniston.
Yeah. Well, right, yeah. But you're a big fan of big mom fan. And Modern Family.
Did sit next to Julie Bowen randomly at a Broadway show.
Oh, name drop. Okay, keep going. What show?
I do not remember the name of it, but the guy from Modern Family is in it. That's why she was there. Jesse Ferguson.
Wait, was it Take Me Out to the Ball?
Yeah.
I went to that one.
All right, guys. Save it for the water cooler.
Hold on.
We're actually doing a radio show.
Mm. Okay, but this play.
There was a shower scene.
Yeah.
In a Broadway show.
So, Maggie, sit back and enjoy.
All right.
So,
I'm sold.
The guy from Modern Family is in this play.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Right, yeah. But also the...
Jason Momoa.
No. But another actor named Jesse, he was a doctor on Grey's Anatomy.
Jesse Williams?
Short hair, handsome guy.
Mick something?
No, I don't know if he had a Mick nickname, but very handsome dude. And the play is about a baseball team, supposed to be the Yankees, where a very prominent player comes out as gay, and it's about how the clubhouse responds to that.
Okay.
And one man was not happy.
And there's a shower scene where there's multiple naked actors. Now, people had seen this show
full
already.
Monty
yes.
style.
People had already seen the show, and they knew that this guy from Grey's Anatomy was gifted from God in from the waist down.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone knew the moment was coming.
It was real, not a prosthetic?
No.
And everyone knows it's coming. Towel drops, there are audible gasps. And again, it's not a surprise. And one lady goes, "Oh my God."
At the show I was at, it was unbelievable. Wow. I had the exact same.
It's a plant.
There's people around me who had the exact same reaction that Bogus, and perhaps yours truly also gasped.
It was stunning.
Just full frontal, and it was incredible.
It was nuts. And this woman, it was so perfectly timed. Oh my God. God,
yeah, that's a plan. That's somebody in the crowd. If you guys both had the same exact reaction, someone said, "Oh my God."
We probably were.
Turns out Bogus and Manny were sitting right next to each other and they didn't
know. You Julie Bowen?
I hope so.
This show is going down some weird rabbit
hole. How do we get from Happy Gilmore 2 to Full Frontal?
That seems easy to me.
By the way, Julie
Bowen.
So I know a lot about Happy Gilmore 2 because I watched Full Swing, the golf documentary, and all the superstars are in it. And the first episode of Full Swing is just about making the movie. It looks amazing. And Travis Kelce said, we should put it in the bracket, Maggie. Bogus is right.
We haven't seen it yet.
No,
it can't be in.
July 25th, by the way. July 25th is when it comes out.
So we still have a while that we have to wait. Yeah, Travis Kelce is in it. MJF is in it, if you're a wrestling fan, allegedly. I'm excited to see it.
Wow. It's gonna be really good.
What was your issue with the bracket we just revealed? So if you missed it, you can check out our social channels right now. It's the second region of the Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket. This is the Corleone Sicily region because Godfather 2 is the number one seed in this region. Bogus, you had a major issue.
I got a seeding complaint. I can't live in a world where Twisters is more highly regarded than Next Friday by four lines.
The BIT goes from the Bellotti Invitational to the Bogus Invitational.
I just can't. And I think. I have a problem with Twisters being considered a sequel at all. It's not a remake, but it's also not a continuation of the first Twister.
Oh, okay, not to throw anyone under the bus here, but this was a late addition from Perloff. I've never seen either of the Twister movies.
He missed the first one, too.
This was Bubba Cunningham getting into my life.
I excuse myself. No, I have never seen I'm not really a Twister.
To be fair, I mean, Twisters is very well received.
Twisters, I've heard awesome,
people
yeah.
who said watched it who liked
yeah,
it.
Yeah, by the way, like, I'm not going to sit here. Does it deserve to win the whole thing? No. Do it deserve to make the tournament? Definitely. It's a pretty fun movie. Kind of sad.
I'm okay with Twisters being...
But is it not a sequel?
It doesn't.
I kind of trusted you
it's
guys.
It's just another
one.
Movie about people following Twisters. It's yeah. not the same character. It's not somebody's son. It's not a remake. It's just another movie in like the Twister family.
I don't know if they're. I think they're Easter eggs to the original.
Yeah, that's not the same thing though. As being like, you know, it's like Ghostbusters, the new ones. At least like it's somebody's grandkid. It's like Bill Murray's grandson is in this. Is like the connection. This is just like let's kind of make Twister again, but not make Twister again.
I've seen that it is a standalone. Sequel.
God, yeah, could be. It's a big deal.
Could be.
This is not good. This could invalidate the entire region.
We should have had computers do this.
Yeah.
We did.
By the way, Twister's 90% popcorn meter.
I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm
very
saying
well liked.
You cut out movies like you decided that like the third number like a trilogy doesn't count, but then Twister's is not anything.
No, this is not good. I haven't seen them, so I just assume you guys were right about this.
And next Friday's got to be better than Twisters.
Next Friday, popcorn meter 76% compared to Friday 1, 95%. So there's a drop-off.
Listen, left the seating off to the computer.
Every article I see says Twisters is considered a sequel.
Yeah, it's Twister 1 and Twisters.
Right.
Like, I understand.
It's called the sequel to Twister.
I know.
It's not a remake.
It's not a remake, but it's also not a continuation of Twister.
I don't think that matters. I mean, in my humble opinion, I don't feel like
like you just said, it's a standalone sequel. I don't even know what that means. That seems like an oxymoron.
No, it means that it's in the same universe, but like the same characters aren't involved. So, for example, like it didn't like I'm not going to get into spoilers, but Transformers 2 could have been, or let's forget about Transformers 2. One of those late Transformer movies with Mark Wahlberg, right? Totally different people, totally different whatever. That would still be a sequel.
Let's go to Fast and Furious.
Because it's not remaking it. It's still the same thing.
All right, I think I have the answer. And thank you to the Amran show in the chat. Technically, it's a sequel. It's called a legacy sequel.
Ooh. So wait, is Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift a sequel to Fast and Furious 1?
I couldn't answer that question.
Too Fast, Too Furious has totally different characters than Fast and Furious 1.
Too Fast, Too Furious still has Paul Walker in it. I mean, he's the main guy.
Everyone else is not in it.
Tokyo Drift literally has nobody in it. That's a third.
Yeah, but members from Tokyo Drift will come back into the Fast and Furious series later on.
Who's to say that Twisters 3 won't have somebody from the original?
It will have the dude from Hamilton?
Maybe.
Guys are more interested in this than LeBron versus Jordan. I mean, this is the new
debate.
That's
old. This is new.
Yeah,
but I do think it's funny. You are passionately railing against a movie you haven't seen, though. It might be your favorite movie of all time. Who knows?
It's not.
It's so good.
It's not. I have a hard time thinking it's going to get past my power ranking
next Friday.
The basic plot
is they're chasing tornadoes.
Oh, okay.
Which is a bad idea to start with.
Oh, really?
I'd rather be a land surveyor.
But you're like, how do we keep getting caught in these terrible storms? Well, you're chasing them.
You're following them.
The car's driving itself towards
you. Are you a Twister 1 fan?
I mean, I saw it. It's fine.
Are you a fan of the game Twister?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, is that a prequel? How does that work?
Yes, I do think that was a prequel.
Our own Andrew Kaplan says this is a disaster. It needs to be fixed immediately. I mean, we have another... Do we have, like, a sub-out?
Happy
like,
Gilmore 2.
Well,
I really don't... I think this should stay.
But here's the thing. I mean, this is kind of like the equivalent of, like, the whole team getting the flu or something. Is there a sub?
Not even getting the flu. This is like a whole team of ineligible players.
Yeah, maybe something. That's
No, it's too late to change it. Legacy sequel, standalone sequel, that's how you get it involved here.
Yeah,
it was a higher C than to be a bigger fight, but it's a 10 C.
If Twisters wins the whole thing, we can just strip the title. That's what they do in the NCAA, right?
It's going to be like it never happened.
I feel like this is more West Virginia Governor Bogus coming in just saying, I want an investigation.
I have
for stuff that's not going to change. Nothing's happening.
I think he's grandstanding.
Yeah, West Virginia's not getting in the tournament. We're not putting Happy Gilmore 2. Twister's going to go, and it's going to win or lose in the first round, and that's it.
Bogus, stop pandering to your base.
By the way, I'm not...
Tornado chasers. All right, well, Perloff looks at that.
The Dodgers won, by the way, in Tokyo.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
They did, and I think Ohtani had, what, 2 hits in this game?
Sure. 4-1, right? Yeah, that's right. That sounds right. All right,
and cool. We're off and running.
We did the thing.
Into the baseball season. Bogus, thank you so much. Coming up, we will clear up the controversy that exists now between our show and the WFAN morning show. What's going on around here, and why is former league MVP Boomer Esiason involved? We'll get to that next.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DoD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. I got a theory on this week's Defensive Player of the Week. EJ, who picks it, is not going to do college basketball because he's saving that for the upcoming weeks. So he's going to pivot to either NBA, NHL, soccer. Although I can't tell you who it might be in any of those sports. Right.
We got the sports, maybe. You might be right about that. So, although I do think EJ, maybe left over from conference tournament action, might want to give a little love to college hoops.
Yeah, could be. Could be.
The ladies' side. I think South Carolina is doing a little complaining about how they didn't get the number one overall seed. I think EJ was behind Dawn Staley in that one. So I think I'm going to say something about South Carolina women.
Nice. Okay.
Little vague
defensive
there.
Defensive this week is Dane Danger of the Memphis Tigers, a team that John Fanta says could go on a big run. He had 12 rebounds and 5 blocks in their AAC tournament championship win over UAB. That win got North Carolina tournament, which caused a lot of controversy. And it all was thanks to Dane Danger, who had a personal beef with UAB star throughout the entire season, too. So he got the last laugh on that as well. Swept UAB, 5 blocks in this one. Dane Danger, you are the Defensive Player of the Week.
Fantastic. All right, we want to clear something up here before we have to get out of here, which is yesterday, EJ got called over to the WFAN morning show with former NFL MVP Boomer Esiason and Jerry Recco, who's in for Geo this week.
I was all about the beefcake, boys. I wasn't about the acting.
And Boomer's obviously been a great friend and supporter of the show, and we're lucky that he's on our side. But, okay, let's set this up. It all started when EJ was hosting a show on WFAN over the weekend, and as the team player that EJ is, as the executive producer of the show, casually dropped where you can see and hear him and the rest of us during the week, which is right here on the Infinity Sports Network and all of the other things. So that drew the ire of Joyce in New Jersey, who called to tattle on us.
I woke up yesterday morning to EJ Stewart signing off at 6:53 in the morning, mm-hmm. promoting the viewers listening to him and Maggie and Perloff from 6 to 10 in the morning. How does WFAN allow a guest DJ on the weekend to promote over Boomer and Gio?
She said the viewers that are listening?
I think she called you a DJ, too.
She did.
Amazing.
Crazy.
You should add that to your resume. That'd be cool.
EJ the DJ.
So,
well, my dad called me when I grew up.
So, Joyce, Yanark, first of all, but also she wasn't totally right about this. Now, you did promote our show, which we appreciate, but you also gave plenty of love to Boomer and Gio. So here's yesterday. EJ gets called over to the morning show and gets confronted by former NFL MVP Boomer Esiason.
We had a caller this morning tell us that you were on the air and she was listening to you.
Yep.
Joyce did. Mm-hmm. And she told us that you were promoting you, Maggie, and Perloff opposite us in the morning, trying to steal our listeners.
On this radio station.
Yeah, on this radio station. What the hell was that all about?
So I heard the allegation. I'm gonna beat these allegations.
There is no allegation. We played it.
Okay, so here's more of EJ defending himself when he's under the spotlight.
Challenge you guys to do is to play the earlier part where I began that last segment, where I said, listen to us on the Maggie and Perloff show.
I did play that. He did. He played the whole thing.
Yeah, right. And I said, hey, Boomer and Gio, they hold it down at 6 to 10, and you're listening to them live. Listen to them live and catch us on the podcast.
All right.
I feel like I covered my bases on that.
Catch us on the podcast. Look.
Fair.
Phenomenal. And when you're at our podcast, if you give us a 5-star review, that would be really helpful. Okay, here's Crystal Presti, who is a sometimes update anchor on this show when Bogus is out, defending EJ.
I don't know. How do you think it was presented?
I thought the longer clip, he gave proper respect to you guys.
Which I reflected and we talked about.
But he made sure to check all the boxes before you could find Maggie and Perloff, including the SiriusXM channel that they're on.
Yeah, you did. You got everything.
I had to get everything in there. I tried to be a true pro. I shout out to you guys a lot when I'm on there. I was like, hey, listen, we do our thing on 6 to 10, but of course, Boomer and Gio, you guys hold it down here.
Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. So EJ happened to mention our Infinity Sports Network affiliates. The free Odyssey app, which you can download, which is crystal clear. Happened to mention that we're on YouTube. Happened to mention that we're on Twitch. Happened to mention the podcast. And happened to mention SiriusXM channel 375 a couple dozen times. I mean, what's the big idea, guys?
It's not my fault technology gives us so many options.
We are everywhere the listeners are, Pearl. And that's just the truth of it. So we'll give Boomer Esiason the last word, warning that he's listening to us.
This radio station and your program is spoken about a lot over there, even though it's a national show.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, EJ. Thank you very much. And yeah. I just wanted to let you know that we are listening.
Yeah.
If you make a mistake, we're going to be all over your ass. That's all there is to it.
And if we're not, the listeners are.
Yes, exactly. They actually called in and tattled on you. So we had to make sure
to keep my car or something.
Well, maybe if it's a Tesla, they might be candid these days.
There you go.
Way to stand up, EJ. You didn't crumble under 6'5" Boomer Esiason's glare, which I always do.
Hey, I stand on business. That's what's up.
Fantastic job.
I would have done a much worse job. Maggie, you've confronted those guys before. They're tough.
They are not easy. You did a great job, EJ. That's a tough crowd, and you did great. So we're on their corner right now. Who's watching who? All right. Just kidding. Okay. Thank you, EJ Stewart. Thank you, Manny Rodriguez. Thank you, Andrew Bogus, Andrew Kaplan, Widow's Coffee Drinkers. Go vote in the Maggie and Perloff movie sequel bracket. We'll see you tomorrow.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.